This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Lizzie O'Leary. And it has been 3 days since one of the most powerful storms in history slammed into the Philippines. And the death toll continues to rise. Food and water are scarce. And some of the people who lost their homes are trying desperately to get out. Others have stayed and are beginning the grueling process of cleaning up and rebuilding. The BBC's Alistair Leithhead is in one of the hardest hit areas of the islands near Tacloban. He shared some of what he saw.
Well, I've come as far as it was possible to come in daylight up the island of Cebu. It's a long, narrow island to the west of Tacloban, where, of course, we've seen most of the pictures and heard most of the accounts where they estimate such a huge number of people have died. Those estimates haven't really been made up here as yet. But certainly from the early indications, it looks like this area has been very badly hit. Just after dark, I reached this area, which is just on the edge of where the devastation begins. From here, all the way up many miles more to the north of this island. And looking around me at the moment, I'm using my torch because it's late. There's no light. The moon is behind a cloud. There's the orange glow of a few fires outside homes. A few pieces of blue light that you get from the fluorescent tubes that people are running off generators. It's very eerie. That sort of half moonlight is making silhouettes of the palm trees that look battered and injured, lolloping in the light breeze. Other trees completely stripped of their leaves, one right down in front of me here on the road, and power cables just hanging down. All the power is out from here right up to the north of the island. And what we'll see from here on in, we've been told it's terrible, that some areas everything has been completely flattened. There are piles of metal and wood by the sides of the road. People have already started clearing up, those who've stayed behind. It's such a huge task, even with all the aid that's coming in, just coordinating it, finding the people that need it most, getting the help to them. And we still have no idea at this point as to how many people have died, how many people are injured, how many people still desperately need help from the authorities.
That's the BBC's Alistair Leithhead near Tacloban in the Philippines.